Welcome to today's Harvest Academy Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Health Services Director Jodine DeVault about the health situation of Warren County. All right, doing our yearly recap with Warren County Health Services. First of all, right now, how's Warren County doing dealing with COVID-19 and obviously cold and flu season as well?
We're doing okay. It is cold and flu season, and there are a lot of respiratory viruses out in the community right now besides COVID-19 and influenza. So there's a lot of people who are sniffling, having some symptoms. A lot of them are getting COVID-19 tested and they're negative. However, we do have a positivity rate that is a little bit above the state rate, just slightly. But overall, I think people are either vaccinated, thinking about vaccination. And then, of course, there's those people who absolutely won't vaccinate. We encourage them to reconsider. There's a lot of information out there that is not true about the vaccination. So overall, I think we're doing as good as expected.
Well, one of the things that I think positives, if you're looking for positives that came out of 2020, was with everybody staying inside and isolating, there was kind of that lack of that cold and flu season. Not that it didn't happen, but maybe a little bit less than usual, but that seems to be back this year, correct, as everyone gets out a little bit more?
Right. Our flu numbers are still pretty low, but yes, we are getting out and about, and we actually will have a flu season this year, unlike last year when we were using all the mitigation measures for COVID-19.
Well, let's talk a little bit about COVID-19 in Warren County. The vaccine came out earlier this year, started to get, widespread throughout a lot of Warren County. Residents took the vaccine. Kind of what's been the response for that from Warren County Health Services, providing the vaccine and some of the feedback that you've gotten?
We have probably given a little over 4,000 doses from our agency. The over 65 in Warren County are well vaccinated, 95%, just about. It is above the state of Iowa average, so it's really good. We're a little lower vaccination than the rest of the state from the 12 to 64-year-olds, but we still are encouraging them. We are giving shots Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday every week. We have people coming both for boosters and for pediatric 5 to 11-year-olds. We don't carry the Pfizer here. You can get that at several places in the county, and when people call, we refer them. But overall, I think the vaccine response is okay. It's not where we'd like to see it, but we're working on that too.
Well, I know, again, what happened over the beginning of the pandemic was a strong relationship and communication between health services and the schools especially. How has that developed over the course of 2021 as well?
We do have some parents and some schools contact us for some guidance. Most of the schools last May got a document that said COVID-19 is just another childhood illness. That is true for those students who are ill with COVID-19. But most schools here are not doing any of the quarantine guidance. They will tell them to call us, and we still give the CDC quarantine guidance. We have one school that follows it, tries to follow it very well. The rest of them, I think they're just doing the best they can and trying to keep kids in school and as safe as they can.
Well, let's talk about booster shots. What do I need to know about getting a booster shot? How long? I know that there's a lot of information out there, and sometimes it's just to hear it directly from the source about what I need to know about booster shots.
I think booster shots, if you've had the Pfizer two-shot series or the Moderna two-shot series, I think both of those are 6 months later. It's recommended you get a booster shot. Just this week or last week, they did include the 16 and 17-year-olds who got Pfizer. They've approved a booster shot for them. Our immunity is waning some as the months go by with the vaccination. So that's why they are recommending the booster shot. I don't know. People are asking, is this the last one or will we need another one in 6 months? We don't know that answer. It's a good question. We ask that ourselves as well. We hope that this does it, but a virus such as COVID-19 will continue to mutate, and hopefully the vaccines will prove to be effective against Omicron and all the other variants that are sure to come in the future.
Well, we'll get to that in a second because I definitely want to follow up on that. But what type of response are people getting from not only the initial vaccine shots, but booster shots? For those who haven't had a vaccine, what should they expect?
If you haven't had a vaccine and you're coming to get one,
just kind of after effects on the body.
The side effects, most common ones I think of course, your arm will probably be sore. You may get headache. You may get fever and a little bit sore muscles, fatigue. People think that that's because they're infected now, and that is not. There is no virus actually in the mRNA vaccines, and those are just your body's response to creating some immunity. So that's possible. Most people do the shots pretty easily. Maybe a day of, maybe feverish or fatigue, and then they seem to do pretty well. We've had one incidence of what's called COVID arm, where the arm swells huge, and but that's a known, somewhat rare effect, and it resolves itself. There's no danger in that. It's just uncomfortable if it happens to you.
Well, going back to the mutations, I follow it every day. It's part of my job to cover COVID-19, but it's still hard to keep up with everything. So I'll just say, where can people go just to kind of get that information out there? And again, straight from the source and hear it from, not from Facebook, but from those who know what they're talking about.
I encourage people to go to the CDC website and just search on their website for the information you're looking for. It can be a kind of a confusing website. If they're not finding what they want, feel free to call us and we'll give them a direct link. I've emailed many direct links to people if they can't find what they're looking for. Iowa Department of Public Health also has some good information that is organized fairly well, but sometimes still difficult to find. I just think if you get online, and most of us are used to Googling what we want to know, and if you don't find it, call us. We'll help you. And we will give CDC. We're not going anywhere else. We have to live by CDC rules, so that's what we'll be sharing with you.
Good rules to live by as well. All right, one final time, just talk about why it's important to get the vaccine for residents who don't have one, and hopefully trying to make COVID-19 go past this and we'll get through it.
Yeah. Again, if you look at the hospitalization rates in our area, they are going up right now. We are pretty consistent where we were with hospitalizations in mid to late January last year. So it feels like, have we made progress? However, when you look at who is hospitalized or in the intensive care in our hospitals, 74 to 85% of those people are still the unvaccinated. So I think those numbers tend to guide us to believe that if you get vaccinated, you may still, we all know people who have got vaccinated and then got COVID-19, but those are not the typical people that are in the hospital, so they don't get as ill. So I would say, look around. I think everybody knows somebody who's had COVID-19. Some are very ill, some are slightly ill. But I would just say, anytime you can prevent an illness, sometimes severe, we don't know. There's not a rhyme or reason necessarily. We have 36-year-olds who have died. Not compromised. So this is an odd virus, and I just recommend everybody consider getting some protection.
Thanks to Jodine DeVault for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That's been today's Harvest Academy Let's Talk Indianola. Harvest Academy, a therapeutic community focused on changing lives with a whole person approach in Warren County and the surrounding area.